This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What are you talking about, limits? And why do we still have music from 7 years ago on here? You know, I've reached the point on the way back from Buffalo, I was visiting my parents this past weekend and my brother, who put me through two more great workouts.
Oh, what were you doing? Squats?
Everything.
Hip flexors?
Yeah, all
crunches.
That stuff. Stuff I've never heard of, with those ropes where you have two ropes lined up and you just start finagling them in certain ways with your hands and wrists. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yes. I don't know what motion you were doing. But
I don't
yes,
know what
I
motion
know what
I was doing. Up and down. I don't
pulleys.
Know. Yeah, the pulleys. Exactly. Yeah. Was doing them. And on the way back, I had the Tony Kornheiser podcast on. And it's time limits. I know you've done a little bit of this. We need to do more. He solicits bands to play their stuff, new bands to play their stuff, or old bands maybe who are still trying to break in. They send his show material. He vets it, or the producer vets it, and then they play it. And it's unbelievable. In fact, I think I might call some of the bands, or have you call some of the bands that are on his show to do music for this show. We can't start with whatever we just started with. It's horrifying.
You see,
it's elevator music.
We have everything in a
It's dentist's office music.
Everything is
it's
in a rotator.
It's music you'd listen to in a hospital hallway. It's horrifying.
I don't know about
Get
that.
Get rid of it.
But it's in a rotator, so it all
I don't
all
care
rotates.
About the rotator. Rotate this. Get this stuff out of here. I don't want it.
All right. I'd love to hear what bands that we could find. Because we've had people send us some music. That's why
I
we have five new
I was at an Italian
songs.
Restaurant in what? What'd you say?
I said we have five new songs.
Okay, then play them at the beginning of the show. I was in an Italian restaurant right here in Greentree last night. I met a guy, very nice guy. I think his name is Joachimo. Giacomo. I don't know. Nice man. The point is, he recognizes the show. When people hear me, when they see you, when they hear our voices, because, well, we actually are, at least I am, on YouTube. And of course they recognize Bob. So when you say, how are we going to get bands? You don't think there's bunches of bands out there right now who would love to have their music played on this show? I want to get to the point, like today, where people email you with clips of their music that we can play. No guarantees, mind you. No guarantees. And of course, no royalties or anything like that. We just play your music. What's the band you already have that we're playing their music?
Well, so I didn't say that. Obviously, nobody's going to send any of them. We have a place that has sent us a couple of songs from various different people.
Good. Then let's get more. Send Limits your music. How can they get a hold of you, Limits? What's the best way? Your Twitter site? What's your Twitter handle?
Yeah, they could tweet at me, at Austin R. Bechtold.
at Austin R. Bechtold.
Yes, we've had songs.
B-E-C-H-T-O-L-D.
That's
you
correct.
Can also hit the text line.
Yes, do
412-928-9370.
So we can hear songs like this.
Yeah, baby.
That's one of your favorite new ones, Joe. Again, this is a new song. I've played it. I know you have.
Fan text line, I might add, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're going to fix that, Limits, and we're going to fix it in a right hurry. This has been a year now. Let's go. You and me. I'm not calling you out. I'm calling myself out. I'll call myself out, too.
What the hell are you doing, Austin? Come on now. Let's go.
Let's get this fixed. And what about Bob? He sings and he has all kinds of connections. When I invented the word incrinculant, he had the one prominent man, whose name I now forget, singing a song called Incrinculant. Do you remember that? He commissioned him to do that.
I'm willing to be incrinculant.
You remember that song,
of course,
right?
How could you forget?
Yeah.
Could I have one request for a song that we put into the rotator that we hear all the time?
Sure.
Now, Malzy the Snowman.
Can Malzy the Snowman be a part
of
it in December?
I have been thinking, what's our Malzy Christmas song this year? Once Upon a Malzy, maybe?
Up on the Malzy, I think.
Up on the Malzy. Yeah, the 12 Days of Malzy, perhaps. Were you listening to Doug Whaley and company before this on the way in at all?
Partially before I got in.
You're supposed to be vetting Doug Whaley so you can get the best clips of Doug Whaley every week.
I was clipping things when I got here, like the three Big Bang clips that you had me get, plus an Aaron Rodgers thing, plus a Cam Hayward thing, plus an Ian Rappaport thing.
Oh my God, four whole clips. You must have been just swamped this morning.
More like seven.
He said, Doug did, and he wound up playing football and playing it very well at Pitt, that Hawaii wanted him. And he wouldn't commit before he visited. They wanted him to commit. I'm sorry, Doug, but if I have a chance to go to Hawaii for college, sight unseen, yes, I'm going to Hawaii. That's where I'm going, Limits. How about you? You need to see the place first.
Yeah, I mean, unless I want to go to the NFL or I want to go to the NBA and have a program that puts me there
I want to go to Hawaii is where I want to go. As a college kid? Can you imagine that?
Well, no. Honestly, I cannot imagine that.
No offense to Waynesburg, a wonderful university where I taught. Dr. Richard Krause was one of my idols, and also Lenny Fratteri. But if we're going to compare Waynesburg to Hawaii, where is a young Limits going?
I think a young Limits would probably go to Hawaii. And if Dr. Krause is out there and listening right now, please return my text messages. He sometimes does not. He listens to the show all the time.
Speaking of which, one of the great names in the history of college football was quarterback who I thought played for Hawaii. I guess he played pro for a team called the Hawaiians, which is where I got confused, was Sonny Sixkiller. That was the name of a quarterback, Limits. You were minus like 50 years old when he played. He played actually, though, at Washington, and he was from Oregon. But I had him pegged as playing for Hawaii. I don't know why. It was a misremembering from my youth, but it did get me to thinking on the way in here, the greatest natural names for football players in history. No, I'm not talking nicknames, Limits. I'm talking actual, they're actual names. This kid's name was Sonny Sixkiller. How about for a quarterback, Willie Thrower? Greatest name ever?
Willie Thrower?
Yes. He was a legend.
Willie, throw it downfield.
Who else?
Complete.
Can you think of anything else? Anyone else? Neither can I.
No,
not
only
off the top
Nolan.
Of my head.
The
How
only
about,
Nolan is the only one that sticks into my mind of all these
he's
names.
He's a baseball player,
I know
Limits.
That, but
I'm
it's
talking
a cool
football
name.
Names. Football names. Well, you can text us at 412-928-9370. Has to be the guy's natural name. And I didn't have a lot of time to think about it.
Warren Moon.
How does that relate to playing the game of football?
He throws it to the moon. He threw it so high, it touched the moon.
Russell Wilson moon ball?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about
here? Warren moon ball.
No, we need better ones than that, Limits. You know what I have been thinking about, though, is how I continue to waver on the Steelers. I'm buckling right now. I'm buckling, and I just had a couple gut punches and a hook to the jaw thrown by none other than Big Ben. We listened to his footballin' podcast this week, and this guy is he's so high on the Steelers' offense, at least their passing offense, that he may need to be tested for something here. Take a listen to this. Big Ben on Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf. And this is from the joint practice. Like, I think Ben had the Steelers at 11-6 before he even went to this practice. Then he went and he watched them up close. And now this is what he's saying.
I'm feeding y'all this, okay, Steeler Nation family? I am giving you guys all this why to be excited and why this is going to be, like, those two could go crazy. And Aaron's had some great receivers, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't had to do like this either. I'm watching them at practice, and it wasn't all perfect. They're still working through things, you know? And it may take a little while. It may take a couple of weeks to get going because they're still, you know, you got to get, they're probably not going to play in the preseason this week either.
Sure.
So it's going to take a few weeks potentially. I mean, you're going to see some flashes. You're going to see some great things, okay? So let me tell you this. When they get going,
really,
I'm telling you, it's going to be something special, okay?
Wow. He said, if Aaron gets protection, you're going to see some crazy stuff. Something special. Something special. This is an opinion to be respected. Doesn't mean he's always right. Even on quarterbacks, he was high on Kenny Pickett as well. We all were. We've all been wrong about Steelers quarterbacks. Raise your hand if you're somebody in this town who hasn't been wrong about at least one or two of these guys. I think Tom, of course, Tomlin's been wrong more than anybody. He's 0-for-5 on Ben replacements. And maybe staring hard at 0-for-6, but I have to respect Ben's opinion. He knows a little something about how the position is played, and he shows up for practice, you know, and I at least have to wonder, is he just going to make a bad guess on whether what he sees on the field is going to translate into the season? So now, Limits, I've already been partaking in the Kool-Aid that's so prevalent in these parts this summer, and now Ben shows up with a keg of this stuff. Now I'm drinking out of the tap. He had them at 11-6 before he went there. What does he have them at now? 19-0 with a blowout Super Bowl win, at least? I mean, I'm buckling here. I'm buckling. And I wonder if you are too out there. I'm really starting to wonder what's real and what isn't. Am I building a straw man by saying that people are drinking the Kool-Aid out there? Or are you out there saying, not as long as Tomlin's coach, this is not going to work? This is so much talk. The Steelers are overrating themselves. The optimism is unfounded. I'm reeling today. I don't know what my ultimate prediction on this team is going to be. Originally, you know, you asked me about a month ago, and the obvious prediction, which I think I'm still sticking to, by the way, is that this is the easiest team to predict, and maybe in all of sports. They're going to be right around 9-8, maybe 10-7, and they're going to get blown out in the first round of the playoffs. Or if things go poorly, they'll go 8-8-1 and not even make the playoffs. It's somewhere in there. Easiest prediction in sports. But then we're inundated with all this talk of this being the greatest defense of all time. And now this from Ben. Now this. And you know that I respect Ben's opinion because I used it to help me endorse the idea of the Steelers drafting Jackson Dart. Remember, it was him, it was Jack Ham, Dan Orlovsky, many others talking big on Jackson Dart. And then my own eyes, my film study Limits, when I broke it down, told me, yeah, this is a guy right here. And Ben was very high on Jackson Dart, I might add. We all know how the story has evolved from there. He went 4 picks later to the Giants, and he's gone 26 of 35 for 291 and 3 total touchdowns in 2 preseason games. Yes, we all learned from Kenny Pickett. We all know it's preseason. But if this dude was here now putting up those numbers through 2 games, we would be funneling Kool-Aid. We'd be chugging it. We'd be drinking Kool-Aid funnels in the streets on this guy. Where are we on Aaron Rodgers, and how much pull does Ben's opinion have with you? It has some with me. And I told you limits. I feel like now I've been hit. I've been struck. I don't know where to go with this. DK Metcalf, yeah, first of all, there are holes to poke in what Ben said. And I realize he was talking physical profile when he's talking about the Steelers haven't had a dude. Aaron hasn't had a dude like this. I mean, Antonio Brown was here. Aaron's had some pretty good receivers, right? Greg Jennings was quite good, wasn't he?
Davante Adams in his prime.
Davante Adams
good.
In his prime. Is DK Metcalf better than Davante Adams?
No.
I don't know.
No, he's
but
not.
Ben is saying, here's another one. A low-key shot at Mr. Unlimited. I don't know if you caught this one, Limits, when you were perusing the Ben tape. But he did say, we haven't seen what DK Metcalf can do on a football field. He has not had a quarterback even close to the caliber of Aaron Rodgers.
Broncos country, let's run.
Even close to the caliber of Aaron Rodgers. What happens when that gets passed, that little clip gets passed to Mr. Unlimited? I think that Mr. Unlimited is insult proof. He's living sometimes in such a world of delusion, of never-ending positivity, that I don't think he knows what an insult is. So I think if you passed that quote to him, he wouldn't even know what to make of it.
I think there's a lot more to do. And I said to you guys before, I was just got in the process and all that.
What? What did he say there?
He said he trusts God in the process and all that. There's a lot more to do, what the Steelers, Mr. Unlimited said.
Yeah, so except there was nothing else to do for Mr. Unlimited. I think it's more a case of does not compute when somebody even low-key insults him. But that was an insult. Has not had a quarterback even close to the caliber of Aaron Rodgers. Did you get the part where he talked about Tomlin? Where Tomlin was running around and saying to Ben things like, well, not much, but just Ben, seven. He was just saying that in like he's run out of words to describe what he's seeing from Rodgers and Metcalf. Let's hear it.
I'm sorry, Steeler Nation. I'm apologizing for this part now.
Don't pop the balloon, man. I feel good.
Can Aaron have enough time to throw the ball? And that's not a knock on the line. That's just a question I'm going to ask. Because if he can have the time to throw the ball, you're going to see some crazy stuff happen. There are some weapons. And we didn't. Jonnu Smith didn't even practice. And talking to Coach T, he's like, Ben.
Really?
He gives me that Ben. Doesn't really give me anything. Just give Ben.
You, yeah.
Ben.
what do you call me,
Seven.
I think he popped Spence's balloon there. Don't you, Limits?
I mean, a lot of helium was flying out after that.
But then he came back out with the Tomlin being blown Ben. Away by this.
Ben.
I don't know what to make of it. I don't. I can say right now I still have time for my official Steelers prediction. But what if Rodgers is really good? We don't have anything to go on. We have nothing to go on. We haven't seen him. It's like he's going to be, you know, unwrapped, coming out of bubble wrap on September 7th in New York. Or Jersey, wherever they play their games. So I have to rely on firsthand observation. And who better than Ben? Do we think that if Ben went there and he thought to himself, here's the key question. If Ben went there and thought to himself, oh my God, this is not going to work. Would he have come out that complimentary, like that effusive in his praise on his own podcast? I don't know. I have found, for the most part, that Ben speaks his mind on that podcast, just like he did on his radio show with Ron and Pony, and later on with me. So here I sit. I think I'm wavering between 9 and 8, and what if they're really good? What if Rodgers is still really good? Jim Nantz did it to me the other day, too, Limits. Now I realize, well, does it behoove him to pump up the Steelers? I guess, because they're a huge draw still. And if you could, you know, map out how you want the late season to go, you'd want the Steelers to be good. Do you have the Jim Nantz clip from the other day? This was another body blow where he's talking about maybe it wasn't that bad with Aaron Rodgers in New York. And maybe it wasn't. I don't know what to believe. Maybe it wasn't. He had 18 touchdowns and 18 touchdowns and 4 picks over like the last 10 games or something. Maybe the game that I saw in Buffalo where he was so bad was a false reading. I don't know. You tell me at 412-928-9370. Are the Steelers actually going to be really good? Is Rodgers going to come back with one more monster season? There's only been one quarterback in his age 42 season to be great, and that was Tom Brady. He's an exception. But if there was ever to be another one, would it be a four-time MVP with this kind of arm talent, this kind of football acumen? Wouldn't he be a candidate to be that guy? I don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. And I don't have to know today. I have to know before the season. And there's going to be no more evidence of me seeing Aaron Rodgers play. I tend to think, and I thought when this all went down at first, he's too old. He's too old. I saw enough in New York. It was a complete disaster. It was more than just the Buffalo game. It was when he played good teams, it just didn't work. I picture him as a late stage Ben, which isn't all that bad, by the way. But it's a guy who's lost the kind of mobility behind the line that made him special to avoid defenders and make throws on the run, unlike almost anybody in the history of the league, really. Aaron Rodgers. When I think of those kinds of throws, I think of Ben, I think of John Elway, you know, a few others. Mahomes is unbelievable at that. But not many. Can he still do that? Can he get away from anybody when necessary? Is he going to want to absorb punishment? Late stage Ben, and I don't blame him since Kendrick Green was his first line of protection, late stage Ben got rid of the ball in like an eighth of a second. Sometimes when you get to be that age and you've taken 1,000 hits, you don't want any more. That I worried about and worry about with Rodgers. And Ben did say, he did say in the end, 412-928-9370. He did say in the end here that he too is concerned about the offensive line. And the running game, I might add, but the line came up first.
The run game.
Yeah.
I'm concerned.
That was my concern coming in, man.
I hadn't seen it in the preseason. I hadn't seen it in this last game. And again, the run game goes back. And the reason I can say this too is without divulging information from Thursday's practice, the players talked about it. It was, the reporters reported. People reported.
Yeah.
There was a lack of running the ball. And not attempting to run, they tried to run.
They just couldn't.
It just didn't. And again, I'm not trying to get really crazy with it. It's just how can it not be a concern when you got rid of your 1,000-yard rusher for I think Najee did all four years, 1,000 yards, and you Jalen Warren is your one, I think. I've seen him, the young buck out of Iowa.
Kenneth Gainwell from Philly,
all very legit running backs, but you don't have a legit stud, and maybe that's okay, but again, it's going to come back to the line. Just like for Aaron to succeed and DK to succeed, the line has to block. In order to be a run game, the line's gonna have to block. Now I love that there's effort, don't get me wrong, the guys are, but you know who blocks as hard as anybody is Mount Washington. I mean, he's blocking his butt off.
Mount Washington.
He blocks like a lineman.
Yeah.
Like, it's good to see.
He's almost the same size.
He's as big as a mountain. I just want to see. I don't know. I'm not divulging anything crazy. I don't know. It's just, I just want to see what's going to happen. That's going to be that's my question mark.
And I hear that. And I think that's everybody's concern as well. I'm talking about the line specifically. And that
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
That's Big Ben from his podcast, Footballin'. Who doesn't have concerns about Broderick Jones protecting a soon-to-be 42-year-old quarterback's blindside? And on the other side of the line, Troy Fatanu is also like an unwrapped mystery. We have no idea. We can hear the praise, you know, coming from inside the building and reporters, whatever. We have to see it. As for the run game, he said, and I don't know if we heard it in that clip or not, how can it not be a concern when you got rid of your 1,000-yard rusher and you don't have a legit stud, but maybe that's okay? It is okay. Teams win Super Bowls all the time without legit studs in their running game. The Eagles were an exception last year. They had Saquon Barkley, but look it up. In the 21st century, most teams don't have one that wins Super Bowls, as a matter of fact, especially if their passing game is as good as Ben says this one will be, provided Aaron has protection. And as far as Najee Harris goes, I mean, come on, this is Aaron and Dulac are on the same page here. Is this guy really going to be that hard to replace? Ben had more explosive runs than Najee Harris in his career. What are we doing here? If you can't replace Najee Harris, then as I said before, everybody needs to be fired. He was available, and that's a good thing. And I loved his maniacal running style. What I didn't love was his vision, his lack of explosiveness, his inconsistency, his doing nothing in big games. You want me to go over his playoff record here? Limits, of course, they fall behind 73-0, I think, in the first six playoff games. So add this all up and where are we? You tell me. I am soliciting your help today. What do you think we're going to see with Aaron Rodgers? A guy who recaptures his youth? Like, is he going to be great? Another year removed from the Achilles surgery. Is he suddenly going to be moving around better again? And if he has time, is he going to, like, are we talking MVP Aaron Rodgers? Are we talking late stage Ben type of Aaron Rodgers? Which is, again, okay. Ben had 55 touchdowns in his last two seasons. Of course, he wasn't 41 going on 42. Or do we see it just another guy, or do the wheels fall off? When I heard and saw these quotes from Ben, I have to tell you, it opened my eyes. It did. And that's all I'm going to say for today on where I am with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. I'm wavering. I'm reeling. I'm chugging Kool-Aid. I feel like I'm being doused in Kool-Aid like Bill Parcells after a Super Bowl. I'm not thinking clearly. I'm just not thinking clearly. You tell me. Is it true, first of all, that there is widespread optimism around town? Do you have it? At 412-928-9370, off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That's all I can say for now, Limits. Let's hit the phones and give the people their say. I'm more definitive than this, but I haven't seen the guy. That's the problem. I haven't seen him. I don't know what to expect. The last time I saw him was in Buffalo, and he was god-awful. Now, that was against a pretty good team on a pretty bad Jets team. But this is also Aaron Rodgers coming to a new offense that he didn't create. And he didn't bring in the personnel for. He didn't handpick the coordinator. I mean, is this going to work? Is it going to be Kirk Cousins in Atlanta last year? Is it going to be that bad? Or is it going to be great? Is it going to be Brett Favre in Minnesota? Or Brady in Tampa? Or even Joe Montana in Kansas City was pretty damn good. Until they ran into Buffalo and Thurman ran for 5 touchdowns in the AFC title game and Bruce Smith knocked him out of the game. Let's go to the lines.
Here's Emmanuel in Carnegie.
Hello, Emmanuel.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. I don't think you're sipping too much of the Kool-Aid. My consensus all along is Rodgers is going to be good, but not great. But I think everybody's missing the big elephant in the room. It's not all about our offense. You talked about 73-0. That's the defense. 21, 21, 21, 35, and 28. That's the points we have allowed in the first half in the playoff games, the last 5 playoff games. Is our defense. Is our defense going to wear down at the end of the season? And is our defense going to perform in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
It's not about the quarterback. It's not about the quarterback. He's going to be good.
Well, it's always about the quarterback. Always about the quarterback. I appreciate the call. But yes, the defense is highly complicit here. And that brings up the other big story of the day, oh, limitless wonder. And that is Cam Hayward suddenly practicing. What does this mean? Has he buckled like me here? Does it mean he's satisfied? I asked the same thing I asked about Boswell when we saw him in the game the other night. Does this mean that Cam knows he is going to get a little extra money or he's convinced he's not going to get extra money? Surely it's a sign that he doesn't have the gumption or have the resolve to follow through on his threats. It sure doesn't look like that. I mean, when you show up for practice and participate, it's really hard to believe that you would actually miss games. So what does this mean with Cam Hayward? Maybe Cam, you know, thought about it a little more and is concerned about his legacy, wants to be loved. Maybe he's as shocked as a lot of us were with the bitterness, the one-sidedness of the fan reaction and the bitterness within when it was revealed that he's having a hold-in. What do you make of this, Limits? Is this a sign either that he knows he's not getting a sweetener, let alone a new deal, or a sign that he knows he is?
Honestly, I think it might be the third option, which is he still is going through the negotiation periods, but he doesn't have the guts enough to hold out of games and tarnish his reputation even more. Right now, I don't really think it's tarnished long-term, short-term maybe. But Cam Hayward ultimately wants to go out there and probably thinks he owes it to the Steelers because he's already been paid $13 million to go out there and play. And as a team captain, to not sit out and not have his teammates, in effect, be punished. So for him to be able to be ready for when the games start in a couple weeks, in my mind, I think he thinks that he needs to go out there and start practicing and ramping back up while still going through negotiations with his contract. I don't think that this means that he's rolling over and basically saying, oh, well, I guess I'm not going to get my money. Oh, well.
How is this not a bigger story, by the way? I mean, the fact that he's on the field and he's practicing. Am I right about that, Limits?
Yeah, he's not a 100% full participant, but he's been taking part in, or
and this
yesterday.
Just got revealed yesterday. Am I right about
yes.
that?
Yes, yesterday was the first day back for
how
him
is this not a giant
drills.
Headline everywhere on earth? I think it was actually on ESPN.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. Can we officially say then that the hold-in is over?
I mean,
it would appear that way.
In terms of whether he's going to practice or not, yes, I would say so.
Well, the hold-in is not practicing. So if he's participating in practice, the hold-in is over. Why is it over?
So
is he getting paid? Is he not getting paid? What's he doing?
Rappaport this morning actually broached this topic on the NFL Network, and this is what he had to say.
Cam Hayward has barely practiced this training camp. We were there in Latrobe. We talked to Cam. You know, you sort of think, like, all right, he's a veteran, doesn't really need training camp practice. And that's true. Mike Tomlin doesn't want his veterans to go out there and leave it all on the field in August. But he also wants a contract adjustment. He's making $16 million this year. Signed a new deal right before last season. Wasn't given any new money for this year. Wasn't given any more money this year. Due $16 million. Wants a new deal. But because he is a leader, because he is a good guy, because he is an example to his teammates, he was out at practice yesterday. He was dressed, didn't sound like he did a ton, but at least the symbol of Cam Hayward out there will show his teammates and show his team, like, yes, he wants a new deal, but he is also there to play football.
Well, that leads to another question. I mean, these are two significant, I think, developments. One, you have the most prominent Steeler in modern history, Ben Roethlisberger, going crazy over Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf, basically saying you're going to see some unbelievable things out there. And the other one is this. Is Cam Hayward. Now, Tomlin said he also participated in teamwork in addition to going through individual drills and did it the other day, too, he said. And then when Tomlin was asked, does this represent, and I'm reading out of Chris Adamski right now, does this mean that the hold-in is finished or that it's a change in the status regarding the hold-in? You'd have to ask him. So did he take questions yesterday, Limits?
He did not, no. He was approached, but he ultimately did not. Said that he had to go to the trainer, is what I saw a couple of the reporters
okay.
saying.
So we're left with that, and we're left to make our own conclusion here. And the conclusion that I'll make until further notice is that Cam Hayward backed down in benefit of his own reputation. That's the conclusion I'm going to draw for today. Steelers win, Cam loses, Cam shows up again, doesn't follow through on threats in order to protect his reputation with Steeler fans. Until further notice, that's what I'm going with at 412-928-9370. And the other question then on the table for you out there listening and hopefully watching on YouTube is, has your opinion of Cam changed at all based on this?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Did Backo report yesterday that TJ Watt was stumping for Cam now?
Yes, that's correct, Joe. I guess TJ Watt pretty much went out of his way to look to reporters and say, pay the man.
Pay the man.
Pay the man regarding Cam.
You know
Hayward.
What I'm really getting sick of also?
All these Steeler players.
Is people on this defense mm-hmm. of all defense, this defense of all defenses thinks it's historically great and wants to tell the GM, the coach, and the owner who to pay? It's not enough that we already paid TJ Watt more money than anybody's ever seen on defense per year. That's not enough. Now you're stumping for this guy? Do something in a playoff game. How about that? I mean, this training camp has just been mind-blowing in terms of the defense bragging about itself as if we didn't watch the Baltimore game from last year, as if we haven't watched the last 8 years, what's happened in the biggest games where they've made all the wrong kinds of history. Now these guys want to tell their bosses who to pay. Don't just pay me. Don't just give me. What's he getting per year, TJ Watt?
$41 million.
$41 million. No, now I want you to pay the other guy. I mean, we're to throw that out there. Jalen Ramsey, he just got here 2 minutes ago. He'll tell people who to pay. Mr. Omar, he calls him. He'll tell him who to pay too. I'm just blown away by the gall of these people on this defense and everybody and the head coach. When I talk about big things on defense, I'm talking historic things. Really? You think this is going to be a historically great defense is what you're saying? I mean, what is happening here? I'll tell you what's happening, Limits. It's another case of Steeler delusion. And that's a huge part of what has enveloped this franchise. They're doing okay. You know, I mean, they have the longest playoff losing streak in football. The Cleveland Browns have won a playoff game since the last time the Steelers did. They're not even competitive in playoff games. They haven't been competitive in a playoff game since the year 2016, that season anyway. When they beat the Kansas City Chiefs. How long ago was that in your life? It's a trillion years in football. Their defense became the first one ever to give up 40 or more points in three straight playoff games ever in the history of pro football. Last year, they became the first Steeler defense to give up 300 yards rushing. You know all this crap. We go over it all the time. It's just the unvarnished gall of these people to be talking like this in the preseason and to be and these guys to be stumping for Cam. Do something yourself in a big game. Prove something. Please. Take your money. You got your money. You got 1 cent more than Myles Garrett. Good for you. Keep your money. Forget about stumping for Cam. He's been treated like a king here, too. 4 years ago, the Steelers signed him to a deal that had the highest annual payout of any deal for any defensive player over 30 years old in the history of the league. Okay, don't worry about what management's doing. They gave you your money. You got what you wanted, pretty much. You got more than Miles. Don't worry about this guy, okay? Greatest defense in history, we're getting ready to see, I guess, right? I'm talking historic things, not just big things, historic things. God, it's incredible. And that's sort of when I throw that in the pile with the with me wavering on Aaron Rodgers when I hear Ben going crazy about him. Then I just come back to, oh, yeah, then sort of the bubble bursts when I get word of T.J. Watt out there stumping for Cam. Is, oh, yeah, now I remember. We're all sort of living in a world of delusion here. You know, where they, I guess, they think they've done big things here as a team. They haven't. Not since Cam and T.J. have been the face of that defense. They have failed miserably to live up to their Steeler ancestors on defense, their forefathers. How about just focus on having one? I'm putting up one finger here. One good playoff game. One. One good playoff game before you all retire. How about focus on that? And not telling other people who to pay and how to do their jobs. How about that? T.J. Watts, what's he, 0 for 4, 0 and 5?
0 and 5.
One sack. Cam Hayward's 1 and 8 in the playoffs with one sack. How about we all just focus, become singularly focused, we all know that phrase, right? On doing something in January for once together in our careers. How about that? Let's go to the phones.
All right, Joe, let's start with Paul in Washington to chime in.
Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, Giuseppe, how are you, my friend? Hey, you know, Joe, I've been trying to figure out what illness is taking over the Steelers, and you kind of gave me the answer to the mystery. It's Steeler derangement syndrome, and it's going to lead to chaos with Aaron Rodgers being the main participant. But these guys have lost their minds. Every one of them needs to sit down and go to work. Shut your pie hole and give me some sacks. Break up a pass. Intercept a pass. Win a freaking playoff game. Have they lost their daggone minds? It's Steeler derangement syndrome, Joe. I'm telling you, it's an illness that's taken over 53 guys.
I'll buy it. I'll buy that. That's a very good phrase. A good description for it, Steeler derangement syndrome. We're fine. We outperform the mean, I believe. Is that the family motto? We've outperformed the mean. They haven't played a competitive playoff game in going on a decade. The Pittsburgh Steelers haven't been competitive in a playoff game in going on a decade. Man, I'm glad sort of that this Cam Hayward thing happened today and that people like Paul are calling because this has smashed my Steeler derangement syndrome. I've peed all the Kool-Aid out by now. Now I'm coming back to reality here.
Well,
Limits.
Paul says that everybody needs to be like you when he was on with Jack Kilgrove this weekend and get
let's hear that.
The Starkey train.
Paul in Washington calls in and he's on the fan with us this morning. What's up, Paul? What's on your mind?
Hey, Jack, you made a comment earlier and you must be drinking some real strong Kool-Aid today if you think they're going to go 11-6. And I would advise you might want to get on the Starkey train
Oh. Because I think chaos is just around the corner, and I told you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but Paul, what are you basing that on?
I love
chaos
Hillgrove.
Around the corner.
Jack Hillgrove is great. I love listening to his shows. Well, the Starkey train was derailed here for a few minutes this morning. Although, honestly, I am putting some stock in Ben's opinion. I don't think Ben goes out and watches a practice, and if he's thinking to himself, oh my God, this is not going to work, that he goes on his podcast and raves about Rodgers and Metcalf the way he did. So I'm still wavering a little bit on that, but he did throw in the caveat that you're only as good as your offensive line. And we're juxtaposing that with the Cam Hayward story today. Cam participating in team drills. The hold-in appears to be over. What does that mean? Dulac said they're still going to come to an agreement. Not a new contract, but an agreement. So, until further notice, like I said, this seems to be Cam losing, Cam backing down, Cam unwilling to follow through on a sit-down threat for games, erring on the side of protecting his reputation, or at this point, what's left of it with fans, you know? And these things tend to go away, especially if you win. Like, Cam Hayward has done too much in this town on and off the field for this, I think, to stain his reputation. But I can't speak for fans, you know? And maybe he feared that if this got to the point of him sitting games, he would permanently stain it. Maybe that was his fear. I don't know that it's true that would have happened, but maybe that's his fear right now. Or, as Dulac reports in his freshly posted chat at postgazette.com, maybe he knows he's going to get a sweetener. That seems to be what Dulac is indicating there, that Cam is still going to get a sweetener. Not a new contract by any means, but a little bit of money, just like all his guys are stumping for.
That's the annoying thing about this, Joe. Like, first and foremost, it's Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey talking about how great this defense is that just got here, that was not a part of the problem, that comes in and thinks that they're automatically the answer. So, yes, let's be the first guys that are all into the table to say, pay Cam Hayward, and then that's where it falls on TJ Watt afterward. If it was just Watt that came out and said it, okay, I don't think it's much of a problem. But the new guys come in and say it, then Watt, hypocritical with the $41 million that he's making, the timing of it and the progression of it makes the situation more and more frustrating.
Let's hit another call, Limits, before we get to the top of the hour.
All right, let's go to Kyle. He wants to chime in.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
So back to your original question, does this change how I feel about Cam Hayward? And when I first heard about it, I had a knee-jerk reaction, and I was very angry. And as I sit back and rethink my initial knee-jerk reaction, I think that I was wrong, and I think this doesn't change anything. I think that every year as we get more, as we get better with rehab and the older you get, it doesn't quite matter as much anymore. I think that he's worth more money. His agent sucks. That's not his fault, I guess.
It is his fault if he keeps him after last year, right?
That's a good point. But I think we pay the man and nothing changes. And our defense doesn't have to be that much better. There's a couple things that need to happen for us to improve and for us to win that playoff game. And it's sad, we talk about it over and over, that our new expectation for the Steelers is we just want to win a playoff game. That's our ceiling now. And that's pathetic. But
nothing's
going to change the way I feel about Cam. I love the guy.
Fair enough, man. Thanks for the call. Let's get to the top of the hour. And we have a treat for you. Former Pitt receiver Chris Curd. He came on the show a while back. He's a big presence in flag football, which is going to be an Olympic sport, as we know. And I do want to ask him about that in terms of NFL players. Is this actually going to happen and who might play? But also, he's a very keen football observer. And today's topic is going to be the landscape of the AFC and AFC quarterbacks in particular. So we'll talk to Chris next, followed by the great and legendary Sam Clancy, I might add. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. We'll get to that in a moment from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Cloudy today and a high of Antonio Brown. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Let's get to the general. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. And yes, your chance to win the card or cards of the week comes by going to our website, 93.7thefan.com, hitting the contesting page right around noon, Wednesday through Friday. Limits, you going with a Gabe Davis card this week or what?
Well, I mean, considering we're drinking all this Kool-Aid, an Aaron Rodgers card might be a little bit appropriate.
Might
general.
Be. I'm trying to think football, basketball, baseball. Baseball? Anybody in baseball doing anything?
Is there
big
a Connor
week?
Griffin card
Is
yet,
there
General?
A Connor Griffin card yet, General? How are you and what do you got?
Gentlemen, good morning. As always, you're on point. We're going with the last Pirate cards of the week. I'm going to do two because in baseball cards and as Pirate fans, we have one thing in common. We traffic in the future. So I got a Connor Griffin rookie card. I also have a Bubba Chandler. Hopefully we'll get to see him soon. I have a Bubba Chandler game-used jersey card. It's a spring training jersey. Obviously, hasn't used a major league jersey yet.
Beautiful.
So I have a Griffin first card, and I also have a Bubba Chandler.
This is incredulent, General, and we appreciate it. A Bubba Chandler card and a Griffin card. That is awesome, and hopefully we'll see those guys soon.
I would imagine we'll be going with football cards in the near future unless Paul Skeens does something aberrational in the next month or so.
Maybe you could go with a Tommy Pham card and he could do a bat flip when he gets it in the batter's box and start a fight. Thank you, General.
We could do that.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right. Have a good week. Thank you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah. Their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.